T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Cody and Gold. It's time to talk with the guy who led the American League in hits for 2 straight seasons.
Merrifield drives one to deep left. Guzman to the fence. And gone with Merrifield.
And hasn't missed a game since Gold was working in Boise.
I'll tell you what, if you guys keep bringing golf up, this is going to turn into a golf show real quick.
Welcome to the Whit Merrifield Show.
It is the Whit Merrifield Show, presented by Victory Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the ultimate in stress-free car shopping. It is, I think, going to lean more golf again, because let me just play you this again. If you guys remember last week when Whit joined us, we asked him for his thoughts on the U.S. Open. Like, hey, how you feeling? Who should we go with? This was his answer.
He's the favorite. I know. I think he's the favorite heading in, and no doubt considering how he was looking a couple weeks ago with all that. So you're going with, hey, he's extra motivated and he's playing good golf.
Yeah. I mean, he just had, probably $2.5 million just taken from him last week. So I would say he's nice and fired up.
He was referencing John Rahm there, Cody. John Rahm was his pick. Whit, you nailed the pick on the U.S. Open.
Yeah. I'm a little upset you guys are so surprised about that.
I mean, he was the Vegas favorite. I want to give you plenty of credit for it. He was the Vegas favorite, but still, that doesn't, of course, mean these guys going to go out there and win or anything like that.
Yeah, no, I just he's such a good player. He's playing well right now, and I figured he'd be extra focused and motivated going into this week based on what happened weeks ago, and I was glad to see him weather the storm that happened on Sunday, because it looked like it got really tough and it looked like the pressure got to a lot of guys, and he was able to make some huge putts down the stretch and come away with the win.
Especially considering all the stuff you were talking about. Like, I mean, I've lost like $20 before and I wanted to cry for days about it, and he had that tournament essentially taken away from him just a few weeks ago. I don't even know that there's a direct comparison. I can't think of any other time in sport where, because of the way that was set up, to lose something that you were that close to having, only to have to go back on the biggest stage and make some big shots when, like, you know, guys like Louis Oosthuizen couldn't.
Right. Yeah. It was crazy. A crazy event. And I heard, watching it last night, I also heard that, you know, he's a new father, and his family flew in for the Open and met his son while he was in quarantine. So he wasn't there when, you know, his parents got to meet his son. And so just a crazy, crazy week for him, and I'm happy for him and happy that he ended up winning.
I know normally with this time of year you guys would get to do the Father's Day trip. I'm assuming because of COVID that would be put on hold. Do you still, like, you know, you said your family's tried to come to as much as possible. Did you get a chance to see your dad around Father's Day this year?
No, he and my mom went on a little mini beach vacation for Father's Day, but my dad's sister lives in Texas, and so they're gonna come out to Dallas.
Did you get him a gift to bring to him there? How does that work? Like, when you're traveling on the road, does that just go in your normal luggage?
Say that again?
I said, when you're getting him a gift, right, and you're gonna travel on the road, do you just pack it up in your normal luggage? Do you get it there? You ship it down? How do you handle it?
No, my gift is gonna be to pay for his hotel room, so that'll be my gift to him.
Did you win the U.S. Open pool? Did you do one based on the John Rahm pick? I would figure you did pretty well.
I did not enter the pool. I actually just won the PGA Championship pool that we did, and then It was a late ad this year for the U.S. Open pool, and I got the text on Wednesday. And after the day game, Wednesday with the off day the next day, I had a couple of beverages and forgot to fill out my pool. So, no. But I would have won. I'll say that. I would have won.
Since we're already getting good advice on the show, and we're now pitching you as somebody who seemingly has good advice for us, especially at least on the Jon Rahm pick, do you have any more things that you could advise us on? Like, we've been trying to get Alex Gold some dates or just some advice on dating. Do you have advice for him on that at least?
On dating? Oh, yeah. Man, I haven't been on a date in 16 years, 17 years. So you might want to look elsewhere for that advice.
I bet we should ask Brad Keller tomorrow, I guess, that he'd be better off. Or at least would have been. He's been on more dates here recently than that. You know, Gold hasn't. Like, I'm the same as you with the last time I had been on a date. There weren't even things like Tinder. That didn't exist in my world.
We didn't have text messaging when my wife and I started dating. So that tells you how long my wife and I have been together.
Yeah, at least you didn't do what I did with, though, on a date on Friday night. I forgot she was a vegetarian on the first date, and so we went to a wine bar, and the waiter comes by and asking if we wanted an appetizer or something, and she's like, oh, whatever you want to get, and my dumb ass goes out and orders burn-in nachos, and so that was a smart move on my part.
Yeah, not your best play right there.
Not at all, as we're talking to Whit Merrifield here on Cody and Gold. So you get hit number 800 or getting 800 in your career. Do you buy yourself anything to celebrate, big milestones or anything like that?
No, I didn't even know. I was close to that until, you know, I went up on the board. So that was a nice little surprise. So, but they gave me the ball, and I'll give that to my dad for Father's Day. And so besides that, no, just happy I got the 800 and got the 801, and now I'm trying to get the 802.
801, by the way, was this obviously a home run, which is obviously big anytime, but particularly because Sam, the team photographer, shot that kind of incredible video with of you hitting the home run and the crowd slowly standing up. Felt very movie-like. When you see stuff like that, do you still get like the butterflies from watching baseball hits, or because that just had a completely different view of the game to me?
Yeah, definitely. It was that was a really cool shot by Sam. We talked about it before the game, where he said, you know, in sixth inning I'm gonna be up there, so if you're up, you know, try to hit a homer, or try to do something cool, so we can get a cool shot and they'll work it out.
Did you take the home run?
I told him I would. Yeah, I mean we. I told him I'd hit a homer, and I said, probably be, you know, later in the count. I'll work the count a little bit so you can really get set up. So, you know, I got it to 3-2, and I did my part, and Sam was ready, and he got a cool shot. So, but Sam's the best. Sam and Jason and all of the guys in our that do the photos and do the videos and all the content for our, whether it's our social media team or whoever, we got a really great group that work for us, and they always come up with some incredible shots, incredible pictures, and they're the ones that actually produced the Happy Gilmore commercial that we did. So they're men and women of many talents.
Sam just wanted another chance after, because you cast Jason in the video, so he just wanted, you know, some of the shine after that went.
Yeah, that's it. He was quick to volunteer for that role, so he played it well.
We're talking to Whit Merrifield here on Cody and Gold. It's the Whit Merrifield Show, and we know today in baseball, I know you guys are off, but today in baseball, everybody's kind of wondering how this is going to play out, where the mandate that Major League Baseball put out there when it comes to the substances on the baseball, it's kind of the start of, you know, this crackdown. Are people making today in this too big of a deal about what this next few days could be like? Has there been discussion at least around some of the guys on the team on what you guys think this could be like with umpires and that relationship and how that's going to go starting tomorrow in New York for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see how it all, I guess, kind of shakes out. Just strictly from a curiosity standpoint, there's a lot of things that get talked about that, you know, just sort of you know, fizzling out or made a bigger deal than what they really are. And, so I'm just curious to see how it's going to work, what it's going to look like. You know, what the umpires are going to, is it going to be consistent? Are certain guys going to be more strict than others? Is it? I really don't know what it's going to look like. So it's an interesting time in our sport, and it'll be even more interesting here within the next week.
From a league rep perspective, Whit, I think the thing I'm always confused about is there could be some collaborative effort on this. Like, this would feel like a good time to operate in goodwill between Major League Baseball's Players Association and the commissioner's office, especially considering we know that, like, the looming collective bargaining agreement, for instance. But it seems like, at least on your end, do you guys get any sense of the league asked pitchers, asked players, try to get some vibe about how they thought this might be best handled? Or does it just feel like it's all coming down from on high?
It's all coming down from on high, like most things in this sport are. You saw some players bring up the idea of this extra sticky substance that pitchers are starting to use that is enhancing their performance. You've seen guys like Bauer kind of dive into the science of it, and you see Donaldson talk about it at length from another science perspective. But, you know, it's like the league heard that and just sort of said, okay, we'll do our own digging, and then we'll make our own decisions on how we're going to police it and how we're going to do it moving forward. And, you know, there might have been some talks with the league with certain players behind the scenes that guys aren't aware of, but it's kind of like the rant Glasnow went on the other day. It would have been nice for them to present this problem to the players and say, this is a problem, we need to fix it, let's figure out how we can fix it. And I'm sure that we could have figured something out.
Speaking with Whit Merrifield here on the Whit Merrifield Show every Monday at 11 o'clock. We do, Whit, obviously you're on the show every week, so we've been making a push for you to get into the All-Star game, obviously speaking. Is there anything you think you can help us with to help get the push over? We're offering people free t-shirts. We don't really, you know, we're trying to do what we can to get the push over. Do you have a pitch to the people?
Well, I mean, I need to do more things on the football field, I think, to get some more votes. I gotta play better. I think that's number one. But besides that, I'm not sure. You know, I can bring you guys back some stuff from Colorado, maybe, and you know, we can distribute that out.
Hey, look, whatever works, man.
I know there's one thing really popular in Colorado that I can bring back, but I don't know if that's probably not very legal.
Yeah, I think I think that would intrigue some people. You might get some more votes out of that. People can vote what 5 times a day, I think, for Whit and the rest of the guys. Look, you're on pace for 42 doubles, like 47 stolen bases, and I think 89 RBI, the stat that was put out there over the weekend. That's only been done 5 times, Whit, since 1901. I mean, you mentioned you just keep performing on the baseball diamond, but that's pretty impressive to consider that you're doing something, or at least on pace for something, that's only been done 5 other times since 1900s.
Yeah, I mean, that's anytime stuff like that gets thrown at you, that's cool to see and to appreciate. And especially since, you know, I got off to a decent start and felt pretty good for the first couple of weeks, and then been working on a lot of stuff in my swing and trying to get back right. And still have a little ways to go, you know, to get feeling sort of back like myself when I'm going good. So to have gone through some struggles early on and still be doing productive things is it's always good, because even when you're struggling, you always want to find ways to be productive outside of the area that you're struggling with. So it's a good thing that I've still been able to drive runs in and steal bases and
and do little things to help us win some games.
Lastly, Witt, off day today. You guys are taking on the Yankees starting tomorrow. Normally, I would assume you're out on a golf course or something. What's the plan today?
Today I'm not doing much, just catching up on some stuff. And it was just so incredibly hot this past series that it just really, really drained me. So I'm taking today to really just recover and relax and get ready for 20 straight going into the All-Star break.
Whit Merrifield Show every Monday at 11. Appreciate the time as always, man, and we'll check in next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
There you go. That's Whit Merrifield presented by Victory Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the ultimate in stress-free car shopping. I was wondering, we were talking before the show, I was like, I don't know if he's golfing in New York City, but yeah, I can't imagine. You think it was hot just sitting out at a baseball game, let alone playing a baseball game the last couple days. So laying low today, and then Witt and the Royals back at it tomorrow. It'll be Brady Singer on the bump against Garrett Cole.
That's a matchup.
Looking forward to seeing how they fare against Garrett Cole, that's for sure.
Plus, Witt's promising us, you just got back from Colorado. I brought some of the exact stuff
whatever
he's talking about back. So great news. Whatever. Look, that's a man of the people there.
Yeah, trying to get the votes.
I like it. How crazy was that they pretty much called that shot? Hey, I'm going to be up here, him and Sam Lutz. I'm going to be up here in the sixth inning. If you could hit a homer or do something cool, we'd probably get a cool shot. And then it just goes viral in Kansas City over the weekend.
It is an incredible shot if you haven't seen it from the Royals team photographer, Sam Lutz. It looks like they made it in a movie. Everyone slowly stands up to the slight roar of the crowd. You're like, well, this is incredible, obviously, for a variety of reasons. Like he talked about, Jason, who's the other team photographer, is in his Sunshine commercial where he's hey, Witt! He's the cheesy, over-the-top Happy Gilmore guy in that version. But, I mean, we're fortunate, I guess, in Kansas City. But, yeah, him just out of there, like, oh, that's cool, man. I'll just hit you. I'm be there in the sixth. Cool, man. I'll sock a homer. We'll really make this thing pop.
And then to find out that, of course, this was the one. So Witt already won the pool for the PGA Championship, but he didn't get the picks in time, so he couldn't benefit from the John Rahm pick that he gave everybody on this show a week ago. If everybody would have followed Witt's advice on John Rahm last week, you know,
he would have pissed at you two.
He was.
He said he didn't give us credit.
He was like, "Wow, I'm really upset that you didn't. That you guys are shocked by my pick."
Yeah, we're a little surprised. We gave him some credit, but a little surprised that it did hit. He's been pretty solid on the picks. He also said he's not the guy for dating advice. He's been like 16 years.
It's like
also,
me.
You guys didn't know
Although
that.
I do try
you
to
guys
give
didn't
you
know
some.
That I made a mistake during the day
Why
on
you,
Friday.
You knew she was a vegetarian. Well, why would she you eat order the chips? Barbecue nachos?
Well, that's kind of what I said.
Oh my god!
After the fact, no,
it's kind of on her because she's got to be like, look, don't order barbecue
what
nachos.
What happened was,
I respect
it was only just again, it was someone we met on a dating app,
Power
obviously,
move.
And so
Fairy.
I forgot in the profile, it flat out does say she's a vegetarian, but I forgot and. And
That's
so, it was a wine bar, and the guy's like, do you guys want anything on appetizer? And, like, as you know how it typically goes, like, she's like, oh, whatever, you know, whatever. And I'm like, oh, these brisket nachos or burn-in nachos sound fantastic.
Sound delightful. And
5 seconds after the waiter leaves the table, she goes, I'm a vegetarian. I was like, oh, shoot.
Well, there's chips.
Well, let's order another one.
I said, oh, I go ahead.
Let's get the menu back. Like, let's get one that's.
I said, go ahead and get whatever. Yeah, I was like, whatever. An inch, but then their appetite, then she doesn't. And I don't like guac. She didn't like guac either. So that was another option we couldn't do. So, yeah, it was all
was
good.
There a vegetarian option? That's the question.
I don't remember.
She probably loves hummus.
I don't know.
You almost had yourself a Larry David moment without even trying. And what can I get you folks to eat tonight? Burn-in nachos. Oh, well, yeah. I'm a vegetarian.
Yes. Eh. That was real smooth, chips. Real smooth on my part there.
Really, yeah, that's a whiff.
Good I luck. Honestly think I would have passed on the lady if it said vegetarian in the profile. I can't do that, man.
Why?
Yeah,
the way I
look at it is it's one date. So why would that stop me from going on at least one date?
There's a lot of options you can't choose from for dinner.
I agree, but that's why we're.
That's
just,
a her problem.
It's one or two.
Plus, Gold said he doesn't care if like he dates someone who can cook because. He's picky about his food, and he's worried, like, if they cook, that might also cause problems. Like, he's got to keep eating the things that they cook, and he might not like.
Yeah, I mean, look, I
so
would be
she can
honest,
just
like,
make a salad for dinner, he can grill, and everyone's fine.
It does mention vegetarian. Hope that doesn't scare you off. I forgot about that. But anyway, we're still texting, so we'll
You
go
could have gone
day.
With the... Look, I'm looking at the menu now. Crisp pecan, Brussels sprouts, those were available.
Where's our pizza?
Candy pecan, sweet serrano sauce, sprinkled parmesan, green onion. That's the one. Nice. Well, you can't have lobster poutine or burnt-in nachos.
You can. You can just get the burn-ins on the side.
Burn-in nachos were fantastic.
Guaranteed.
Just want to point out. I would have ordered them too. I ate a decent amount of them. There was still a lot left. They were fantastic.
Shots of wheatgrass.
They were fantastic. I didn't even tell you the other part of the date. So the waiter got us good. You guys both have been in the food industry, the service industry,
yeah,
I should say.
Right.
It's a wine bar, which we knew going in, and the guy's like, you know, we're gonna get a bottle of wine or whatever, and I'm like, and she's like, yeah, let's just do that, and then of course, like, do you like white wine or red wine? And she's like, oh, she's like, yeah, white, and we both agreed white wine, and so the guy's like, oh, well, then between these, and I was like, oh yeah, like Cabernet Sauvignon, that's perfect, and she's like, yeah, that's great, and so he's like, oh, we have one bottle of that, and just, she's like, it's the whatever, and then he's like, well, that works. I'm like, sure, thinking that, you know, he's recommend anyway. Turns out. How much do you think the bottle of wine was?
It's white?
Yeah. It was the only one they had. I didn't think the guy was going to kind of, I thought he was going to still understand. I didn't think I was going
to
get screwed.
I feel like
up.
The most expensive whites I used to sell were like $90.
Well, it wasn't 90, but it was close.
It's a cat. You said it's a Sauvignon?
Yeah.
I bet it was like a $70.
Like
bottle.
A Sauvignon Blanc?
It was a very nice bottle of wine. Tasted great. Yeah, $72. Whoops. Whoops.
That's some nice white wine.
Whoops.
Though.
Oh, it was a great. It was
what
great.
Was
great
it?
Wine.
What was the brand?
Hall something? Hall
sure the hell something? Wasn't Southern Home.
Patson Hall.
I don't know. Yeah. It's on the, you got the menu in front of you.
It's probably Patson Hall.
So, yeah, that was, expensive. It was an interesting one. It was
I didn't have the wine menu in front of you.
He's
just a dinner
he's
menu.
He's got the menu in front of him.
That. That's a good, that's a dusty move right there.
That's a good point.
You got the menu in front of you.
Hold on.
We're going to get Alex to my level and Larry David at some point here.
You've well, now got I the menu in front I guess now I've got to find it. Hold on.
I'm going to send you a tweet
you said
with,
it was like
with baseball caps on it.
Hall Family Sauvignon Blanc from Napa.
That's the one. It was very good.
Hit you with a $68
it
bottle.
It should have been good,
wine.
Damn it. If it was $68, I would have hated you didn't like it.
It's the most expensive bottle of wine I've ever had at a restaurant. That's
you gotta go. The pro server move is like, you don't want to, like, that could have pissed you off. I don't want to do that. I usually ask what your budget is.
Well, that's like, why I said the waiter, know, he knew what he was doing. And I wasn't going to, after the fact, be like, oh, actually, no, that's no.
Or maybe he was trying to get you laid.
Hope you polish that thing off.
He
man.
Came by and said, he's like, first date. Yeah, I could tell. I was like, wow,
this guy sucks. This guy sucks.
Yeah. First date, I could tell, bro.
This guy sucks. He's out here selling you a six. Like, he legitimately sold you the most expensive bottle of white they sell.
No, great.
No, awesome. Sorry. There's one more from Chardonnay, the second most. Mm. Like, come on.
Oh, I knew I got screwed on that one.
You're better than that. Oh, well. You're better than that guy.
Won't make that mistake again. That was a first, actually. Usually I'm pretty good about that. Figuring out that head.
You know who's not buying a $68 bottle of wine? The guy who lost his lottery ticket.
He could have bought a lot nicer wine.
Could have bought
sure.
a case. Yeah, that's kind of a Richard move
you
on should, your server.
Yep, it was.
As people who've run the service industry,
that, like,
I wanted to ask you
absolutely,
guys.
Both. Absolutely not. I just sell some of the most expensive. Just
and there's menu items at the restaurant I work at where it's like, I'm afraid if I say it, like, you come to a barbecue restaurant and they're like, what do you like? I'm like, well, the $48 filet is really good. You know, that doesn't seem like something you get. You can get beans with it. Who the hell's getting a filet and beans? Maybe some people.
Yeah, that's.
But
I'm
a Richard if I offer that. Like, get burn-ins and ribs. It's $25. That's safe.
Text line says, why are all these hippie chicks attracted to you, Alex? This girl's not. She's, that's not her.
Because he doesn't, because he doesn't wash his clothes when he buys them.
No, the date went well overall, but that was.
Are you going round two?
I think so.
Still
we're
in limbo.
We've been texting. I think so.
If you're texting after the date, I feel like day two is a lock.
Would you be disappointed if she ordered like Brussels sprout, cauliflower, broccoli appetizer?
I wouldn't be disappointed. I just wouldn't eat it.
You just sit there and stare at her as she goes to town.
It feels like
a
two-app situation for sure. With
you bro, I just wouldn't eat that.
That just means your bill is just going to be completely expensive every time. She's going to get the Brussels sprouts. I'm going to get the burn-ins.
Yeah, but she might go like salad with a protein. That's a cheaper entree. Oh, and no protein. So salad. Look, you're good.
Yeah. You got to learn to crush some salad, though, because there's some good salads out there.
There are.
I have no problem with the salad. I wasn't going to just order a salad.
You a Caesar salad guy or a garden salad?
No, your server did you wrong.
He That's definitely robbed you.
He did you wrong. Depends on, at a nice restaurant, I go Caesar.
Mm. Yeah. You know, vegetarians can't eat Caesar salad.
Because of the...
there you go.
What is it? The anchovies or whatever it is?
That's right.
Yeah. That's why you say no anchovies. That's what I do.
Yeah, but you don't have to get fresh anchovies.
I thought it was
built dressing.
Into the dressing.
Usually choose the oil.
You need Cody and I to sit at a table, like, in the distance.
Someone says, why doesn't Gold just suck it up and expand his palate? I'm not the one that was a vegetarian. I expand my palate. What are we talking about?
Someone wants to know if you got a kiss. That's a little personal.
Oh, jeez. There we go.
I bet you did, though.
We'll talk more about dating as we go forward. No.
There we go.
Day two, man. That's day two. Come on.
Coming up next, we'll give you a chance at $1,000 in our national cash contest. Then we'll get to the Chiefs Red Half Hour and the rookie that has plenty of people on a national scale talk.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Chiefs Red Half Hour, every day at 11:30 on Cody and Gold.
All right, we'll get to a couple of rookies that on a national level continue to be discussed and what that tells us about the Chiefs and which one can you actually buy into the most. But right now, let's give you a chance at $1,000 in our national cash contest.
You dash for the cash. Code word this hour in our national cash contest is concert.
I don't know, man, it's been a little while since I've been to a concert. I'm not going to lie.
C-O-N-C-E-R-T, concert. Text that over to 72881. You could be a $1,000 winner in a national cash contest. We should also go to Dave Matthews together. Next chance to win.
We know you won't show
up. Coming up at 12:30. For complete rules, go to 610sports.com. Message and data rates may apply. The national cash contest is powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. That word one more time. Concert. CONCERT. Over to 72881. It has been. It's been probably since pre-COVID.
Well, a lot of places weren't doing them for a while. Of course, they're all opening back up, starting in August with Garth Brooks at Arrowhead.
And then we learned Kenny
Chesney. When's the next Dave Matthews Band concert? I'll get you some tickets.
He never comes here, man. Sorry. We have to go out of town. Cody and Gold road trip to go see Dave Matthews.
Where's the next one?
I don't know.
Probably Chicago. It's always a safe guess with him. It's always a... Always a Chicago.
Like Chicago.
Oh, I like Chicago as well. Looks like July 23rd. You can go to Raleigh or Tampa.
I think
Chicago's August.
Raleigh
6th.
Might be close to where Witt lives. Do you think he'd let me crash in his guest place?
His guest room? Gonna go ahead and say that's a no.
That's a strong no.
I would say it's a no.
It won't cause any problems. I'll be quiet. Just a guest room.
I think you're good.
Just a guest room.
Tickets for in Chicago aren't bad, Cody. You know.
$70, $80
August 6th, $86 Yeah, for crappy seats. It can be done. It can be had. I think that's the closest venue, probably.
I'll consider
for,
it.
For that. All right, let's talk some Chiefs. It's the Chiefs Red Half Hour. And so there's always a sign, typically, of how the Chiefs are feeling about rookies when you start hearing some more national personalities focus in and lock in on the rookies. Louis Riddick is one of them. He was tweeting quite a bit about a couple of these rookies, in particular, Trey Smith, who is a guy that, by the way, everybody's kind of talked a lot about in the last week or two with the Kyle Long injury and how we expect that to be one of the more interesting camp battles. Creed Humphrey is another guy that was mentioned. And, of course, the tight end, Noah Gray. Riddick specifically mentioned the Chiefs like a lot. And you talk about what the tight end room will look like right now. You've got Blake Bell. You've got Nick Kizer as well. And so how that's all going to shake out. But I think if you're looking at the rookies, if you're saying, hey, who can you buy into the most? I think a lot of people's answer right now probably is going to be a little bit on the Trey Smith route in terms of overall long-term hype. I'm going to go Creed Humphrey on this one because I think Creed Humphrey has a chance more than any of the other guys to have the most immediate impact. I know Trey Smith because the competition appears to be wide open. People feel like that was the steal of a pick.
Especially after the Kyle Long injury.
Yeah, but I think if you're saying who can I buy into the most to have the impact as quickly as possible and be at a fairly high level immediately, I'm going to go with Creed Humphrey. I think he will be the starting center week one. So my answer on this one, as far as the rookies I'm buying into, is Creed Humphrey. I can't go with Noah Gray. I know he's been on our show, and maybe he'll be a surprise. It's just hard to imagine him being a guy that I can buy into right now.
So I look at all three, and obviously Creed Humphrey is the favorite to start at center. So that would already be in there. So it's like, which of these three guys that Louis Riddick is helping the Chiefs hype up do you buy into the most? Honestly, I think it's Trey Smith. And I know that seems like, why Trey Smith? A sixth rounder with the blood clots, so why was he down? And then we all pretend we're the maniac. Look, he would have been so much better if, like, man, I don't know. There's still a reason he was a sixth round pick, right? Even with blood clots, that can only push you down so far, Gold. Things push you down for a reason. Look, you could have been like, hey, Kelsey would have been a second rounder if it wasn't for the trouble he was in college. Yeah, but he was never going to be the ninth overall pick. Yeah, boy, if you went back and redrafted, he'd probably be like the third overall pick the year he went.
Mm-hmm.
But with the one thing I would say about Trey Smith, and look, this applies a little bit to Creed Humphrey too, is do they make late round picks at the offensive line work all the time? Alec Grady's gotten plenty of playing time for this team. I'm not saying he's a star, but he plays. LDT started for this team for multiple years, including on a Super Bowl run. I think that they are better at other teams at evaluating late round offensive linemen. So I buy the hype for Trey Smith because of that alone. I think Andy Heck, Andy Reid, Brett Veach, whatever the combination that is that's working the magic, know what they're doing with those late round offensive linemen and get them to produce right away. LDT started as a rookie. So normally you'd be like, is a sixth rounder going to start on any team? And the answer to that is yes in this scenario, I think. Because I think Trey Smith is going to get a real shot after Kyle Long went down.
Oh, he's definitely getting a real shot. There's no question.
It'd be hard for me to down.
And if you're looking at the option, the same thing we say about Niang, I think they would love for Trey Smith to perform well enough in camp and win that job. I mean, that puts you in a much better spot long term in the organization. If you've got a guy that's a rookie and right away he can start, and he's capable of that, and that means he beat out a couple of veterans that have had significant snaps in this league, that says a lot. I mean, if he wins the job, then it's like, if he wins the job, you should absolutely at that point be buying in, because it's not just, oh, they, sure, he was the only option kind of thing. No, if he wins this job, if Trey Smith does, then I have no question that he's legit at that point in time, because he would have beat out multiple veterans,
yeah,
that had a chance. Niang at right tackle, I mean, it's kind of similar. I know he's technically a rookie still because of the opt-out and all that. Like Mike,
but Rimmers did a fine job at right tackle last year.
Rimmers still, to me, has a significant leg up on Niang for the job because of that veteran experience. Doesn't mean that Rimmers will be the right tackle by the time we get to the middle of the season. I just feel like Creed Humphrey has a really good chance right away. I see people on the text line who they're buying into. A lot of people mentioning Nick Bolton as well. The question just there is where, you know, the snaps, and where are there going to be enough snaps there for him? You know, when you consider what they have at the linebacker spot with Hitchens. I know Damian Wilson's no longer with the team, and so you've got Hitchens and Ben Neiman, Willie Gay, Nick Bolton. Are those two guys splitting the remaining snaps and how that's all going to play out? I liked what I heard from Willie Gay a couple weeks ago about, you know, the full offseason and how now I think we're going to get the full idea of what Willie Gay Jr. can potentially be for this defense at the linebacker spot. But, yeah, you like seeing that Louis Riddick and others. There's really three in particular. I know Nick Bolton wasn't one as much, but Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, Noah Gray are kind of the three guys that have been floated out there the most, clearly from people within the side of the Chiefs organization to some of these national guys.
It's like Noah Gray is the one I believe in the least, but it's just like where he was taken. Like, I get it, man. Body type-wise, athleticism-wise, there are some things that make sense. It's just, you know how hard it is to get, like, one functional tight end? Like, just one. There are, like, three guys you would call, like, great at tight end in the NFL. And then there are, like, six that are pretty good, and then there's just a bunch of Jags, okay? They're just, everybody is just another tight end in the NFL. So for me to think that they just found that guy again, like, and look, they don't need to find the guy, but they talk, like, no offense to them, because obviously they have the best tight end in all the NFL. But you ever hear the way they talk about, like, the other bad tight ends on their roster? Like, they always talk to, like, how much they love Demetrius Harris. I was like, are we watching the same player?
Yeah, to me, Noah Gray, it's more about what he can allow them to do with everybody else. Not as much as that, like, he's going to be the guy, but because of his athleticism, that he might allow them to do more than what they've been able to do in the past with Nick Kizer, with Blake Bell even as well. That's what's kind of interesting with him. But yeah, it's hard to buy
into
him.
But is he going to be any better than Blake Bell?
Yeah,
come on.
Who knows? I know people are high on him, but we kind of have to see that plays out.
It's actually good. If he's just Blake Bell, fine gold. Because Blake Bell cost a few million dollars. This guy doesn't. He costs nothing. He's a fourth round pick. He's free, essentially, right? By NFL standards. He's not an expensive player. And I love the idea of, like, if Andy ever had a second receiving tight end like Bill Belichick used to have, before some other stuff happened, in New England, you know, like, there is a real advantage of how do you guard this team that way? Because Kelsey is already unguardable. If you found a second tight end to put in there, it would just change the entire formation setup. Kelsey's out wide more. He's on corners and linebackers and all that stuff. But yeah, I'm buying him the absolute least.
Guess who's not buying what Andy Reid had to say last week?
Oh, boy.
Guess who's talking again? Le'Veon Bell. I thought we were done with this. I thought it was over.
You thought we had ended this story, huh?
I thought so, but the New York Post interviewed Le'Veon Bell. And Bell responded, of course, as we know, to everything a week or so ago, the Instagram post that said, you know, he'd rather retire than play for Andy Reid. Andy Reid last week
took the high road,
wished him well. That's just how I roll, essentially, is kind of how he said, that's how I'm going to handle this. So then, apparently, via the New York Post, Bell responded to a post containing what Andy Reid had said. So that quote was out there. And Bell responded, LOL, that's cap. For those that don't know, that's BS is what he's saying.
It's weird when you say it.
What? I'm quoting him.
I know, but like if you ever said no cap, I just like laugh myself.
Well, if you said it as well, buddy. Like if you said it, I would be like, what are you
saying? I'm not
well?
Saying that's unfair.
Yeah.
I'm just,
anyway. He's saying that's a lie.
It's calling it BS.
It's a lie.
Look, we can criticize Le'Veon Bell.
Probably is a cap guy. He probably uses cap. Yeah.
Look, Bell should just shut up. It would make his life a lot easier if he would just stop talking about this stuff. He is also not wrong. I think behind a closed door, Andy's like, F that guy. I told you when we listened to the press conference last week, without doing it, he kind of does it, right? He's like, I just move on. Now, look, he didn't say it that angry, so it didn't sound, but he's like, I just move on. That's how I roll. As in, I nothing Le'Veon Bell because he means nothing to me. He took the high road, but I thought, you know, like, yeah, I'm sure behind closed door.
If you're Bell.
But Bell should just stop talking because it doesn't do any good.
He continues to fire shots at Andy Reid, who is one of the most respected coaches in the game. I don't understand what he thinks this is doing. It's not helping you. Are you really just going to enjoy retirement? No, nobody's going to respect you more. Be like, you know what? Actually, Bell, you're right. Screw that. No, they're not gonna take your side on this. Nobody believes you. I thought we were done with this. I thought, all right, Andy made his comment. Bell's done. Andy's done.
Let's move on.
And Bell can't help himself.
But that's
commented on some social media posts with the quote from Andy and called it BS, essentially.
I'm not sure it's crazy that he's like, it's probably lip service, right?
Yeah.
Andy takes the high road because Andy's not going to go out there and be like, look, the dude couldn't play. And I told him that and he got frustrated.
Yeah. I think Rob, by the way, at our station is the guy that uses cap more. That's that no cap. I think that's what Rob, I've heard Rob say that on air a couple times. I think Rob's a cap guy.
I would just get laughed at.
I think that's where he sides.
Guess what's going to be a line in Cody's new rap?
All cap.
Mm-hmm. Should that be the title of it?
All cap.
There you go.
talk about Bobby Witt Jr.'s talent. No cap.
I don't know if that's the same thing.
Now you're extending it out a little too much.
Don't tell me how to. I mean, tell me how to.
Yeah, don't be all cap, Gold.
I don't know if that's gonna.
Last week the word was fellas. This week it's cap.
I'm not gonna take the higher.
Your 11:46 unofficial code word in the cash contest is cap. No, we'll have another one coming up at 12:30. A chance at $1,000.
The real code word was concert.
Well, it's too late for them to text it for 11:30 now. That's
is
why
it?
Yeah, there's a window. That's why it's important we say it at a certain time. After like 15 minutes, I believe, or something, they can't text it in. Something like that.
We should probably be on time more.
Maybe. Maybe so. We could just keep talking about this.
Cody Cap.
Ah, there it is.
I went to a school where it is.
Cap and gold. All cap, no gold.
Oh, man. Is that what happens when I host solo?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's the...
Because it's Cody and old when it's Binkley. Yeah. It's Cody and bold when it's Pete Sweeney. When it's just me, it's all cap, no gold. That's the version of the show when it's in. I'd like a separate intro, please, Dusty, if you don't mind.
That's when you turn heel. Yeah. When it's cap and no gold.
Let's go big. Go big. Look, the obvious answer here is Bell should just stop talking.
Yeah, just shut up.
He's not necessarily, Andy probably did tell him the truth. Now, look, he should probably understand, look in the mirror, and understand how you've produced at an NFL level for multiple years now, and it's you keep seemingly have a problem with everywhere you work. It's you, not the place you work. He's worked for two of the most respected NFL coaches in the entire NFL and had falling outs with both of those organizations. The Pittsburgh Steelers are largely considered one of the best-run organizations in all of sport, let alone football. And you had a problem there, and then you had a problem in Kansas City. So, Andy's probably saying that just to, make peace, but also, calling him out on it doesn't do any good, just like calling him out the first time didn't.
We were talking about the rookies there prior to the Bell conversation about that are getting talked about from Lewis Riddick and others. You look at the second-year guys that were rookies a year ago, and it's interesting. I don't think there's a ton of the camps that where you say, hey, these guys are going to take the biggest leap. For me, if you're looking at Mike Dana, Bo Peet Keys, Clyde, and Snead, it's hard for me to possibly say, oh, Snead's going to take the next step. He only played in a handful of games overall in the grand scheme of things in his career. And we're all counting on Legarius Snead to be this number one corner for this team. I don't know if it's fair for me to say, oh yeah, he needs to take a leap forward. I mean,
no,
Legarius Snead
just got the same Legarius Snead.
Terrific.
Good.
So I move him out of the way on this conversation. Okay, I don't think Bo Peet Keys is going to get enough playing time, frankly, still for me to say, oh, he's going to take the biggest leap. It Mike Dana and Clyde Edwards-Helaire are the two guys you have to narrow it down to, and between the two. You know where I was on the rookie year for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I think people are a little too harsh on ultimately what he did. The guy had 1,100 total yards. I still think there's more room for him to grow. But people, the way they talk about Clyde's first year with Kansas City, you would think he only had 400 yards total offense.
You think he was non-productive.
So most people say, he needs to take the biggest leap. I think for him, if I want to separate it,
That's another one we're missing.
Willie Gay Jr. certainly, I think, is a great candidate for given the fact that what he said about the offseason. I think Clyde in the receiving game, I would like to see that big leap, what he was saying on Thursday's show about the ability for him to line up out wide a little bit, maybe line up in the slot. I want him to take a leap in the receiving game. If he does that, he might be a 1,400 total yard guy this year if that's the case. But yeah, on offense, it's Clyde, and on defense, it's Willie Gay Jr., just because I think the idea that last year we were always talking about, hey, why is he not getting more snaps? And the idea was that
He didn't know the defense.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think, and I bought into that, and I believe that was true.
If he doesn't learn about this year, he's never gonna.
Exactly. So that's the leap that has to happen to where he's getting more snaps because at least the coaching staff trusts him some more. But I can't possibly pick Bo Peet Keys or Mike Dana for this.
I don't think you can pick Keys. I think Snead, if he goes from really good corner, which he was, to all pro, that would still be a bigger leap than anybody else in this roster. But then you're counting on him going to all pro. Let me make an argument for Danny here. He's going to get, out of anyone here, other than maybe Willie Gay, he's going to get more opportunity this year in jump from last year than anyone else on this list. I don't think Bo Peet Keys' playing time makes a huge leap either. Clyde Edwards-Helaire was a full-time starter for this team last year. Willie Gay was in every game. He was not a full-time starter, but he certainly played all the time. Dana, because of this move from Chris Jones to the outside, becomes the new, like, wrecking ball force in the middle. If he can prove to do that, like, that's what they want him to become. If he can prove to do that, that means they get to use Chris Jones more on the outside, which we know they want to do. I think it's between, really, Willie Gay and Michael Dana, mostly because you and I both think that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a pretty good player. Like, Willie Gay, obviously, I just need him to start every day.
Is Dana getting enough snaps, though? Like, because Jaron Reed, at least for this year, Jaron Reed's there, Nottie's there.
Yeah, like, but because they do those guys on, like, a 50%.
Rotate
like,
them around.
Yeah, yep. Jaron Reed's only going to play 50% of the snaps, which means in his position, there's somebody to play the other 50. That guy is Dana. It seems very obvious to me he's the next guy up. Like, if I'm making the rotation, and it's Clark, Jones, and Jaron Reed, I think Dana's four. Like, I know you can make the argument for Taco Charlton and some of these other guys, and they'll base it on who works best with who on the defensive line. I understand that. But last year, they had five or six guys who played, you know, 40 to 50% of the snaps, and that's where I see Dana's role is. If he can just become a four...
Is that the big leap, though? Because, I mean, is that the big leap? Because that's what we're asking.
Because I think it's a big leap from, like, he played in some games, and then all of a sudden he's a six-sack guy. Like, he's Jaron Reed in the middle. If he can do that, and I see some of that in Dana's game... He's more of a run-stopping guy, but I see some of that in Dana's game.
Well, they definitely
need.
They would like for someone else to emerge because Jaron Reed's only on a one-year contract. So
yeah, so if he can prove to be that, then great.
And if it all goes well, and Chris Jones is great as an edge rusher, and Jaron Reed's unable to stay on after this year, you need someone else that can still give you that flexibility. Because to me, Jaron Reed is still the key for this whole plan this year working out. So if what you're talking about actually happens with Dana, then that's it. I think Turk Wharton certainly is the other name that a lot of people would mention,
or Derek Nnadi or whatever, because he's a few years.
Nnadi's a sure thing. I mean, Nnadi, we already know is going to be.
We know what he is.
We know he's going to be. We know
he's in the rotation.
It's Reed and Nnadi right away in camp, heading into camp. If they had to play a game, those are the two guys on the interior.
But I think Dana can. I think he can get that other 50%. You know, like who makes up that chunk? I think he can be a part of that. And like it's you know like when you have this conversation, it's fair enough. Look back, Gold. Who did those things in, like, 2 years ago? Who took the biggest slump from year one to year two? Was it McCole Hardman? No. Was it Colin Saunders? No.
Yeah, he might be.
Was it Darwin Thompson or Nick Allegretti? No. It was Rashad Fenton or Juan Thornhill. And Juan Thornhill was a good player before that, then just took it. And then, you know, the few years before that, honestly, it was probably Derek Nnadi who took the biggest leap because he came a full-time positional player. And, look, nothing ever came with Khalil McKenzie or Armani Watts or Dorian O'Daniel or Breland Speaks, who obviously isn't with the team anymore. So he never did those things. So sometimes that second year leap, you know, like sometimes I know we talk about the slump, but there should be like you should start seeing these second year bumps from people. And I feel like this year the Chiefs have more candidates at this than a long time. Right. There are a lot of candidates. You can make your argument for Dana. You can make your argument for, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Willie Gay. Like there are multiple guys you're like, there, like a couple of you making a leap is going to make this team significantly better just from two of you guys exceeding where you were last year.
Coming up next, we'll get to the noon hour and a huge ruling from the Supreme Court today and how it impacts college sports going forward and another sign that the NCAA will be having to change some things going forward. That's next.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!